Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and baseball season has started. The Rays won again down in Miami. Off to a good start, 2-0, and another come from behind in victory, close game. Now, we're broadcasting, of course, to great radio stations. We broadcast to more radio stations on the weekend than we do during the week, and hello to everybody that comes in weekly with us, and we're broadcasting all across America, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along, especially America's truckers this weekend that are going to be out there on the highway doing their thing. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler as at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America, and our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now in the weekend edition, our number one to get things started, is the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, of course, Easter weekend, again, one of the highest holidays out there, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. A lot of people are, this is a very holy weekend, right, Kyle?
Absolutely it is, yes, very much so.
Easter Sunday. Yeah. And I hate to have to go where I'm going to go, but I have to because the news takes me in the direction of Washington, D.C. A Capitol police officer, an 18-year veteran, was killed by a driver who ran through their checkpoint, ran over two police officers. One was killed, one was seriously injured. And we found out when the suspect jumped out of the car with a large knife, and it lunged towards the police. They had to shoot him, take him down, because that was definitely a lethal assault coming in their direction after he had just run over two police officers and crashed into a barricade, I might add. But this individual, we found out, was a Nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan follower. Unreal.
Yes, as the news continued to develop yesterday, Captain, one thing after another. First and foremost, of course, the loss of William Billy Evans. He was an 18-year veteran in the department there. He was part of their first responders unit, we understand, there at the Capitol Police Force. And just a horrible loss and tragedy. The assailant, yes, we understand now his Facebook page and presumably other social media pages have already been scrubbed. We know, I believe, the Facebook one at the very least has been, but he did seem to post things about Louis Farrakhan, this kind of thing, and so this is a very, very important insight perhaps into his mindset in coming in to do this terrible attack.
Well, in the chat room this afternoon, when I got some of the information before it had been scrubbed, I actually posted a couple of his posts in our chat room. I did not put it out on the internet. I put it in the chat room. And good morning, Sondi. Good morning, LJ. LJ's chiming in. Let me see if I can find it here real quick. I think it's still visible. I'm trying to scroll up. I got to scroll up a ways because there's been a lot of people posting stuff in the chat room. So let's see where it went. Okay, there it is. Now, he called himself Noah X on Facebook. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that. Yeah, we've heard him be identified, but that was his Facebook name, evidently. Yeah.
Okay, well, I want you to listen to this. This is a post dated March the 17th. And this is his post. This came from Facebook before they scrubbed it. In addition to my last post, I encourage everyone to study Revelations. Study the signs of end times. Study who the beast is. Study who the Antichrist is. Study who the false prophet is. And study the created images during those times. The minister is here to save me and the rest of humanity. And even if it means facing death, be willing to deny yourself and follow him. Pick up your cross. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, his teacher, the exalted Christ, is alive and in power. I bear witness, study the minister, watch his lectures, study Elijah Muhammad, study the mother, which is present here in America. I bear witness again and have little time. Peace, Noah X. That is all in reference to the Nation of Islam.
Yes, exactly. That's what it seems to be. Unfortunately, Captain, he seems to be kind of a disturbed individual. He's, posting these kinds of things in this context, in this manner. Yes.
Well, I am not, somebody just said, well, post it on Facebook. No, I'm not going to do that. It's in the chat room, which is the Captain's Group chat room, and that's where it's going to stay. I'm not putting it anywhere else, but there were two posts that I found were out there very quickly posted by news sources, and I used my news sources to get that out there. But we've had just an unbelievable amount of violence since the first part of the year. This is the second Capitol police officer to die, and our thoughts and prayers go with him, go with the department, go with the other officer, go with the families. This is a terrible time to have this happen, and we'll just keep them in our prayers. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Don't go anywhere. Kathy is going to say howdy, howdy to you.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor, he and Seth Talbot. The father-son team, and they do it right. Let me tell you, they do it right. I've been taking Relief Factor for the better part of about 5.5 years now. I take it twice a day. It's part of my regular regimen. I take it as a vitamin supplement, but I take it for what it does. It reduces inflammation in your body when you have things that swell, and it also will alleviate pain right at the source by lowering or eliminating it all together. And it works for me, and it's 100% drug-free. Now, it's got 100% botanical and fish oil product in it, made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It supports a healthy response to inflammation. It decreases the discomfort that you're in. It comes in little, convenient individual packets. And it supports healthy joints and muscles and also gets you back on track to where the pain goes away. And after all, if you're in pain, it's kind of hard to do things sometimes. Now, you can try the 3-week quick start. The 3-week quick start is exactly what it sounds like. It lasts for 3 weeks. It costs $19.95, and it gets it all going. And the way to do that is to go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look at the little video that's right there. It'll tell you everything that's going on, everything you need to know. And then go ahead and order the 3-week quick start to $19.95. You'll be glad you did. Tens of thousands of people, folks, have found relief with this product. That's why it's called Relief Factor. And the website again, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, moving along now, Major League Baseball has announced that they're going to move the All-Star game out of Georgia. Now, the mayor of Atlanta, and she's part of the problem, in my opinion. You people in Atlanta that are listening to me right now, on our affiliate there and our other affiliates in Georgia. The mayor of Atlanta backs the Major League Baseball decision to move the All-Star game from Georgia and says it's the first of many dominoes to fall. What a statement to make.
Yes, very much so. You know, to see that announcement, again, it's sad to see that another sort of institution is.
Well, they're lying, Kyle. Let's get that out there right now. They're lying about this. They are absolutely flat out lying. The next time I hear Joe Biden say, well, they're closing the polls at 5 o'clock. They're not going to be able to people working. They're not going to be able to bother. We're going to close the polls at 5 o'clock. That is an outright lie. It's not even true.
Well, that's exactly right. But this is the way that the tactics are employed. You go out there and you say the most outlandish things. You've got a sympathetic media, for the most part, that are simply going to help repeat it. And then it's the old setting up a straw man and knocking it down. The Republicans in Georgia have done this terrible thing. And they're, in fact, Captain, on news reports just this evening.
I saw it.
Yeah, they are talking about, well, voter restrictions in Georgia. But they're not restrictions.
Nope.
If they're laws created to make sure that people can't cheat in the election.
Kyle,
that's a different thing.
Kyle, if you buy an airplane ticket, what do you have to do?
You have to show an ID.
You have to show picture ID, and if you don't have it, you have to show two or three forms of ID if you don't have picture ID. That's number one. Number two, there is no excuse for anybody to not have picture ID because you can get it for free by going to the sheriff's office in your county or substation and just filling out the form, and they'll take a picture, and boom, you got the ID. It's that simple.
Well, that's right. And, Captain, again, you know, it's very difficult in this society to do things without a valid form of
you
ID.
You cannot open a bank account.
That's exactly right. So I'm curious.
You can't wire money.
Right. Well, I'm curious if maybe the
Democrats... Can't get money. It's wired to you.
That's right. Well, I'm curious as if the Democrats would be able to point to all the people who don't have IDs but yet have bank accounts, jobs, do other things that routinely require you to show your ID, get your prescription, or this kind of stuff.
This whole premise is asinine, and it puts the Democrats out there front and center. If everybody that's listening to this program right now will do one thing, go read the bill. Go read the Georgia Election Reform Bill and take a look at it and see what's in there, and then you'll know the lie that they're telling you. First of all, they're not closing any polls at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. The polls are going to be open, as they have been in the past, from 7 o'clock in the morning until 7 o'clock at night. And if you're standing in line at 7 o'clock at night waiting to vote, you will be able to get inside and vote. It's that simple. And by the way, when it comes to the water, you can have water, you can have cheeseburgers, you can have french fries, hell, you can have whatever you want to have in the line, as long as it's not being handed to you by somebody wearing a political party shirt or a bottle of water from, say, the XYZ campaign, or somebody in some fashion that's making it political. It has to be a plain bottle of water with someone who doesn't have something political on, period.
Well, exactly right. But again,
and that's the law all across the country.
Well, sure.
It's called electioneering.
That's right. And so that prohibits political parties or advocates for doing that while people are waiting to vote. It's just that simple. But, you know, Captain, what Joe Biden and others want to do, again, they get this story out there. It gets a life of its own. It's a horrible thing and this kind of stuff. And yet, yes, people should read the bill. I'm so glad that you said that. They should read the bill and then have a discussion about it. But unfortunately, we see another institution in our society be completely politicized. And that's part of the tearing things apart.
All right. Well, I just want to change course again here and say something. You and I had a conversation off air yesterday morning before we came on the air, right?
Right, right.
And I told you I thought something really bad was going to happen. I couldn't figure out what it was. I couldn't pin it, but I just had that feeling that something bad was going to happen in America.
Yes, that's true.
And we had this attack, and I feel bad about knowing that something bad was going to happen, not knowing, and then we had this. But how about this one? Over in the Ukraine, on the border with Russia, a massive buildup of troops and tanks and all kinds of weapons are sitting over there poised to come into the Ukraine and take control of the country. And don't be surprised if something, some sort of incursion start to happen, some sort of probes, because the Russians don't believe that Joe Biden is going to do anything.
Yes. Now, President Biden, we understand, did have a phone call before with Volodymyr Zelensky, right, in Ukraine, and saying, you know, the United States will stand with you, unwavering support, that kind of thing.
Yeah, they'll stand out there somewhere in the ocean and wave a flag at him and go, we're here, don't run out of ammo, we're here.
Right. Well, now,
Biden is a wimp.
Well, but he is certainly perceived, I think, as such.
Yeah, of course he is.
I think he's perceived as being someone who, again, is suffering from some kind of condition.
Correct.
That is impairing his ability to do his job. And that's a very, very sad thing to say. No joy in saying that. But somebody like Vladimir Putin, along with what's happening with the Chinese government right now, they are sizing up Joe, and have been sizing up Joe Biden for some time now during the campaign. And you're right, Captain, they will try something. And to have that kind of build up, you know, it doesn't sound like an exercise or stuff, something like that. You know, so we could see some very important developments here. Hopefully not. Hopefully they will think twice about it. But this would be a very, 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 very bad path to go down.
Well, when you line several divisions of armor up along with rockets and missiles and batteries behind them and artillery and get them all ready and all pointed in one direction, that's not a good sight ever.
Well, no. No, and again, the idea of striking while the iron's hot, and I hate to say this, I just think that, again, they look at the chaos, by the way, in the United States. That is not only figures into the calculus of somebody like Putin or President Xi, but it also is a part of the propaganda that they can use in their own countries. Look at how the United States and the Chinese in Alaska just recently, right? The Chinese delegation saying, look, you know, America shouldn't lecture people, I'm just paraphrasing, about, you know, democracy, you're having trouble with your own democracy, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that's big time stuff, and that starts changing hearts and minds around the world. That's not a good thing, because it's obviously not true.
Well, that is true, and what you're saying, but the point of it is, folks, we have to understand that we're dealing with a president who is not 100% the person that he was 4 years ago. And it's not going to get any better. Just a matter of time before Kamala takes over. Mark my words, wait and see. Alrighty, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back again, and we got a lot to talk about here in the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Nearly 3 months after a Capitol breach that prompted new security measures, a car at a northern checkpoint has left one officer and the suspect dead. Another officer is wounded. Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman said a vehicle hit a barricade on the perimeter of the Capitol and rammed his car into two officers. She said he got out of the car holding a knife and officers opened fire.
We do not have the suspect on file with U.S. Capitol Police, so there's no indication at this time that there's any nexus to any member of Congress.
A Capitol lockdown was lifted after 2 hours. The attack was in an area where a security fence had just been lifted. The suspect is identified as 25-year-old Noah Green from Indiana. President Biden has ordered flags to be flown at half-staff. This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And welcome back to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the aforementioned Captain, Matt Bruce. This portion of the program brought to you by our very good friends over at Geico Insurance. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. I am a customer of Geico, have been for going on about 17 and a half years now. And you can go over and check them out the way that I did. I went to their website. I typed in my zip code. I got a cost comparison for the car and the truck I had, because at the time my wife was alive still and we had a pickup truck and a car. So I got a tremendous saving on those right off the bat. And then they said, well, would you like to save more money? And I said, sure. They said, how about your homeowner's insurance? I said, okay. So told them what we had. And at the time we were living down in Lakewood Ranch, on the Manatee County side of the line there in Lakewood Ranch. And they gave us a very good price on the homeowner's insurance, bundled everything together, and I saved several hundred dollars. There was almost $1,000 I saved right off the bat by switching everything over to Geico. And you can do something like that, too, and save money, too. All you got to do is go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. They'll insure the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an RV, an ATV, or a boat. And then toss in your homeowner's or your renter's insurance policy to the mix as well, and get yourself a bundled rate and see how much money you can save. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico.com, and don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. All righty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Senator Lindsey Graham says the top COVID doctor, who we know as Little Dr. Fauci, is ignoring the biggest super spreader event in the nation, namely our southern border and the intrusion by all the illegals coming in, who, by the way, many are not being tested for coronavirus, and many of them are being tested and are positive, and they're being turned loose and sent to parts unknown in the U.S. of A.
Well, you know, Captain, this is very, very concerning, to say the least. And not to try to be too funny, but it looks like President Trump might have made a critical error. He could have been hailed as the greatest COVID president in the history of the universe if he'd simply, I guess, opened the borders and let everybody kind of come in.
Sure.
But again, it shows it's so absurd what the Biden administration is doing right now. If in fact we're in a pandemic, if in fact we have variants coming our way, if in fact we're finally starting to come out of COVID, and yet you have a lot of people who evidently could be infected. We don't know for sure it for so many reasons, but again, that's right. This is the super spreader event. If people can't go and some restrictions are lifting even in California, but if you can't go do the normal things that normal people do all the time, because that could be a super spreader, what Senator Graham here is describing is very apropos.
Well, I have a statement in my hand that came from President Donald Trump yesterday from his Save America PAC. You ready?
Yes.
Why is it that every time the 2020 election fraud is discussed, the fake news media consistently states that the charges are baseless, unfounded, unwarranted, etc.? Question mark. Sadly, there was massive fraud in the 2020 presidential election, and many very angry people understand that. With each passing day, and unfortunately for the radical left crazies, more and more facts are coming out. Other than that, happy Easter.
Happy Easter, well, exactly.
That's the message.
Well, but, you know, one of the things, though, too, is that, you know, obviously the court challenges were rejected at that time and so forth. So all of that, we know the whole backstory. But people, even news people, Captain, could have taken even a cursory look and could have simply dug a little deeper. But that's not what happened at all. There was a particular narrative. And yet you would think that as President Biden came into office, wanting to unify the country, that there would have been, at the very least, a cursory discussion of, hey, we want to make sure that our elections have integrity. And I don't mean passing H.R. 1 with the whole abomination of that kind of thing. But again, it's like they continue to want to play it to make sure people are upset and that they don't feel that that everything was really given a fair shake.
Oh, by the way, this just coming in, there was a second fact check done on Joe Biden's false claims about the Georgia voting law, and the second fact check rebukes Joe Biden and the media that are going along with the false claims about the Georgia voting law, about the polls closing at 5 p.m., and the fact that they can't have water while they're standing in the line ready to vote.
Well, somebody please tell the MLB about that.
Bought that thing hook, line, and sinker.
That's right. Well, and what they need to do, they just need to have some people examine this for them and find out the facts. See, that's the thing.
Yeah, they didn't look at it either.
Well, exactly. So again, but it just goes to show this is the tactic that's employed. Run out there and say, in fact, Captain, it seems like it's the equivalent of the Joe Bidenism. They're going to put you all back in chains. Remember that famous remark that he made? It's that kind of thing that they bank on. They really believe that if they can get this kind of story going, that it will benefit them, when in reality they're using people. And in many ways they're using minority voting groups. This is terrible. It's terrible what they're doing.
Well, they're trying to take them and direct the sheeples, if you will, down into the pasture where they want them to eat the grass. How's that?
Well, exactly. And then they're happy as clams sitting up in the Democrat Party elite. They're happy as clams saying, ha ha, we pulled another fast one on people.
Yep. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. By the way, the Biden administration is currently being sued by 13 states. That number is probably going to increase over the tax provision, meaning that you can't cut your taxes back during the coronavirus relief period, which is kind of stupid, because one of the ways to stimulate your income has always been, or I'm sorry, to stimulate your economy has always been to cut back your taxes.
Well, sure, but here comes the Biden-Harris administration. You're going to see taxes like you've never seen before, and it's going to have a massive effect.
And Joe Biden and Donald Trump cut the tax rate by some 7%, the corporate tax rate, as well as on individuals, cut the tax rate. And what happened to the tax coffers during the next year?
Well, they grew. Yeah, they.
And
they
why was filled. That?
Well, that's because, number one, you have people that, number one, I think you have more taxpayers to begin with as a result of that, because business expands and so forth, and people are actually being more successful, so inherently they actually end up paying collectively more tax.
Well, you said it in a roundabout manner, but what happened was more people went back to work.
That's right, more taxpayers.
The problem we have right now is with the people getting the extra $300 on top of the unemployment that's out there. Those people, for the most part, are not going back to work. So consequently, when they say, well, we've had 719,000 more claims this week, and we've had 900,000 people go back to work this week, well, go back to work to what?
Well, exactly. They're not going back to work necessarily to jobs that they might have had before or the kind of income.
And some of these jobs are being taken by people that are not here legally. Why? Because when they report hiring somebody, they don't include whether or not they're legal or illegal citizens. And by the way, you want to find illegals working? Go to the service industry.
Right. Yes.
Go to the service industry. Go to a McDonald's. Go to a Burger King. Go to a chain. Go find a dishwasher. Go find a maid in a hotel. You want to find them? You'll find them. Oh, and by the way, the people working on the roofs? Uh-huh. Lawnmowers? Uh-huh.
Well, and another aspect, too, Captain, is that you have the what I call the Democrat Party elite. When they simply say, oh, we're gonna kill your jobs, but you can go get another job. You know, but that job, Captain, isn't going to be anything like or near what they were doing before, because they came along and killed their industry. It's just such an offhanded sort of let them eat cake kind of strategy. It's just ridiculous.
And the people that used to go out and round them up, namely the ICE officers, are no longer doing that. So guess what? These people are are slipping through the cracks. They're getting jobs. It doesn't pay them as much, let's say, as a regular guy doing the job, but you'll see it's not uncommon to see like a tree trimming group or a lawn mowing landscaping group with one white guy and 10 Mexicans.
Well, right. Again, what happens is that you've got all these, as you said, these jobs, and we don't know officially who's filling them exactly.
Yeah, because they don't check. They're supposed to, but they don't. Or they can lie under application, and if you don't check the application, guess what?
Well, that's right.
Yeah. Because I remember when McDonald's got in lots of trouble with that a few years ago, and then they decided they had to clamp down and really find out whether or not they were here legally or not.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. You can talk about that all night if you want, because everybody's got a story. All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, the first Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And I got a pretty neat little song to play here when I come back here, so don't go anywhere. We're going to hear a little Kid Rock in a little different tone. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, up there, Carrollton, Georgia, Wade, with her husband, Don. They run the Double D Ranch up there. They have a stable there, as well as they train people to ride the Western-style horse back riding, as well as equestrian, those that want to get out there and do the horse shows and whatnot. And they're just up the road a tad bit from our friends at Fort Benning, Georgia, where they get a big haw out there tonight. Now, let's not forget that this portion of the program brought to you by the Flying J and Pilot Truck Stops and Travel Centers. When you see them out there, pull on in there, get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. All you got to do is tell them the captain sent you and away you go. Now, I got a little classic Kid Rock here from back in the day. You're going to recognize this, those of you that know about Kid Rock. And this was done up in Michigan. So, LJ, this was a song recorded right there in one of those lakes up in Michigan.
As I passed the rail yard, black leather jacket on a Friday night, fire up the lighter and a lucky strike, radio saying take a walk on the wild side, and it's got me.
me feel like. I can see the banner on the courthouse flying, proud red, white, and blue. I can see her waiting on the corner smiling, 'cause she feels just like I do. Now she's sitting right next to me. Everything's how it ought to be. Being young in the land of the free. Got me feeling like.
It's a little Kid Rock from back in the day, American Rock and Roll. You remember that one, Kyle?
I do. Yeah, I like that one. But I especially like the harmonies on the chorus there. It's cool.
Yeah, that was done up in Michigan, and I don't know exactly where. It starts out showing a lake and a drive-in theater and all that sort of stuff. Definitely out in the country a ways, but there you go. Right up there in LJ's turf somewhere. Okay, well, you know, we got weather, and we've got weather. It's cold in the south tonight, I don't mind telling you. Now, dry and gusty winds will produce critical to locally extreme fire weather threats in the plains. A powerful winter storm will produce heavy snow and strong winds and could push ice onshore if you're going up into the upper part of the country, namely towards Alaska up through British Columbia and whatnot. And a record low will continue in the east as the trough exits the region. But high pressure will produce the first significant heat wave across the desert southwest, with warm temperatures extending into the plains. So there's going to be temperatures approaching 100 degrees out there. Again, Phoenix on over through probably New Mexico. But there you go. And take it away, Kyle.
Well, you're exactly right, Captain. Yeah, we'll get to some of those temperatures here in just a second. First, we do have fire weather watch tonight. This is along the border of Colorado and Utah. This is going to be east of the 15 I-15 interstate. That's going to stretch on down almost close to the southern border of Utah there in Arizona. It's also going to be over in the northwest sector of Colorado as well. So in the area of Maybell and Craig, and also a place called Dinosaur as well. So that's near Dinosaur National Monument. Then in the southwest corner of Colorado as well, you've also got a fire weather watch. And Captain, you mentioned temperatures. We are seeing a warm up. Phoenix on Saturday looks like it's going to be pushing 95 degrees. Las Vegas coming in at 90 degrees as well. And let's see here, one more of those temperatures that we're looking for. We're looking for maybe, again, here's Tucson. Tucson, Arizona, coming in at 90 degrees on Saturday. So there is a warm-up happening for now.
Yeah, it'll be 100 down on the border. It's always warmer down that way. All right, I'm going to backtrack and start way up in Maine, because way up in the top of Maine, Bangor, Presque Isle, and up there towards Nova Scotia and Quebec, you've got rain. There's one whole big area of rain up there. And then you've got a fire threat warning, fire watch warning right now in the, let's see, the southern part of New Hampshire. On down towards Massachusetts, might be in Massachusetts a little bit, but not much. Okay, here we go with the cold weather. Let's see. I-70 will be our guideline. So, Missouri, I-70, frost warnings tonight going up through St. Louis, coming out of I-44 from about
Springfield to, Joplin to Springfield to Fort Leonard Wood, all the way over to Rolla, and then all the way through St. Louis, and then halfway across Illinois, you're going to run into a hard freeze warning all the way across into the mountains of Maryland, and before it warms up a little bit, but then at least you'll be out of the freeze. Now, the I-64, the same scenario, okay? I-77 north and south, the same scenario coming out of Columbia, South Carolina, all the way up into Ohio. And then we've got, let's see, I-71, I-79, I-65, I-59, I-57, I-55. As you get up out of the Gulf region, up about 100 miles or so into Louisiana, definitely Mississippi, Alabama, Arkansas, all of, by the way, all of Alabama tonight is either under a freeze warning or a frost warning. The same for Georgia. The same for Tennessee, the same for South Carolina. Two-thirds of North Carolina is under the same thing. And then we've got part of North Carolina right now, Kyle, that's actually purple. That means not only hard freeze, that means bad hard freeze.
Yes, very much.
Yeah, yeah. And that's going to be in some of those areas where they grow the sweet potatoes. So be careful there. And then, of course, all across northern Florida tonight, we've either got freeze warnings, watches rather, freeze watches, or we've got frost warnings all the way down to Ocala, Florida. And some of the interior parts of Florida are going to be near freezing, 32 degrees tonight. And going across the panhandle, you got areas over there right now that are in the 30s that might be even be in the 20s as you go across that-a-way. And then we've got some windy conditions along the eastern coast of Florida, some winds that will make it even chillier. And, boy, I hate that. When it's cold and you get the wind going there, too, that's just plain miserable.
It sure is, yeah.
So, Truckers Highway Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. Now, if you tell them you've been listening to me, the captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch, and you go in there, and I said you get yourself a free cup of coffee for doing so, you will do just that. But you can always get a free cup of coffee and even get one of those nice Flying J mugs they got there, too, using the points you're going to get by joining the Flying J Drivers Club. And the first thing you can do when you get enough points is you use it to either get the cup for free on the points you got or use it to get a discount and buy the cup that way. And then you take the cup in there, and every time you take the cup in there, it's a refill. Free, 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 free. It's that simple. Free is for me, right?
That's right, Captain. And they also have, of course, a lot of great food when you pull into either a Pilot or a Flying J. It varies by location, of course. And then also, Captain, they've got the RV services, including special RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, RV dumps as well. So you can't go wrong if you're, especially as the weather's warming up, at least in the West right now, and people start getting out on the road, summer vacation, hopefully, post-COVID and everything, and you'll find yourself pulling into a Pilot Flying J.
Yeah, and we're waiting for a weather report from LJ up there in Michigan. We want to know how cold it is up there, so we can feel your pain down here. 30 degrees.
Yeah.
All righty. And she loves Kid Rock. Okay, well, I can handle that one. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch coming back with Kyle Warren.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.